Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got a guest in there, haven't we, Maggie?
We have. We have Barry Aspinall.
Good afternoon, Barry.
Good afternoon.
You are from the Bembridge Little Theatre Club.
That's correct.
Which, I'm guessing, is in Bembridge.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it was last time I saw it.
In the village hall there.
Yeah.
I know it well.
Yeah.
Not far from the old village inn.
I know, which we know quite well as well. Anyway, what do you happen to talk about?
Well, we're putting on a play, called Murder by Misadventure.
Mm.
And it's written by a guy called Edward Taylor, probably best known donkeys years ago for radio play Men from the Ministry.
Oh yeah.
And his play, pardon me, Prime Minister, which then his Prime Minister got based on, etc.
Yeah.
But this was a play that I saw probably around about 2009, 2010, when I still lived up in the Greater Manchester area.
Right.
And I was adjudicating for the Old England Theatre Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked to go and see this play at Maxfield and adjudicate it, and I just fell in love with it. And,
so you liked it then?
I put it on my bucket list, and so here we are now, putting it on at Bembridge.
So, when's it going on?
It goes on the Thursday the 16th, Friday the 17th, Saturday the 18th of May at 7:30, and Sunday the 19th at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Not that far away then?
No.
Okay, and what, cast of thousands or half a dozen?
Oh, huge cast of four.
Okay. Right.
Sometimes those are the best plays because there's a lot more interaction. And
There is. This is a unique play in as much as the four characters are only on stage all together near the very end of the play.
Right.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Okay.
You've got to keep people guessing now.
Yeah. It's been sometimes a bit awkward to try and fit in rehearsals when somebody was ill, that you plan to do those three and one of them's missing, so we had to keep jiggling it around. But we got there and we're getting there.
Good.
Good.
And it's all about a murder.
Well.
Or is it an alleged murder? Or do we have to watch it to find out?
It's a story about two TV scriptwriters.
Right.
Playwright. And despite the success, Harold Cantor is one of them. He's become quite dissatisfied with his partner, Paul Riggs, and he wants to end the association.
Right.
Paul, however, doesn't want to the partnership dissolved, and he threatens to blackmail Harold, who in turn plans to solve the impasse by committing the perfect murder.
Perfect murder, yes.
Of course, there is no such thing.
No.
So there's plots and counterplots, frame-ups. There's daring bluffs resulting in twists and turns galore.
As you do.
And we just hope that keeps the audience guessing all the way to the end.
Yeah. So is it for all four men, or is it women and men? Or?
No, the cast is three men and one woman.
Right.
Okay, that's good.
As I say, I've been awkward trying to fit everybody in on the same rehearsal night, but that's the nature of the beast.
Yes.
So, how long does this play last then? I mean, is it a longish play or is it a short play?
Hopefully we'll be getting it down for 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Which is good to go out to the old village inn and have a glass of cider or lemonade or whatever.
Is there an intermission?
Oh, there is an interval, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, it's a nice little venue, that.
I've
been there
a few
times.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice in there. And I can't remember what we saw there last time.
It was Maureen and Si. I think it was Macbeth.
I think it was Macbeth there we saw,
yeah.
They had all sorts of modern technology.
Yeah, they did. They were mobile.
Oh, yeah, because they did it modern, didn't they?
Yeah, that was quite fun. So this sounds fascinating. How can people get tickets and find out more?
Well,
how much they cost, that kind of thing?
Give me the box office ticket number, ticket phone for tickets. They're £10 each.
Yep.
And the number is 0784 195 0261.
Okay. That sounds good. And £10 is just not bad at all.
Are they available now?
They are available now. Or you could, you can book on tickets, of course, but obviously it's quicker to phone.
Quicker to phone the number.
Would
you be able to buy a ticket on the door if you've not sold out?
Yes, you can. Yeah, we don't turn anybody away.
No, it's good.
And there'll be some refreshments you can purchase?
Yes, and we have a bar.
Ooh.
We do have a license.
Right, we're going then. I like to go if we're available. I can't remember if we are or not. But
we can sort you something out.
But it's good. It's good. We're very spoiled on this island, don't we?
We are, for talent and everything.
People putting on plays and shows, and goodness knows we're all over the place. If anybody comes to me and says there's nothing to do in the Isle of Wight, hang on a minute, just look around here. There's plenty to do.
Open your eyes, you'll see loads of stuff.
And what would you describe the play? Is it a mystery drama? Is it got comic bits in it?
It is billed as a mystery by the author himself, but there's laughs galore and mind-boggling twists. It really is a very intriguing piece of work.
Oh, that's good.
Good.
And I just hope people come along and support us and enjoy it.
I'm sure they will. Just give us the name of it again.
It's called Murder by Misadventure.
And it's at the Bembridge Village Hall on the following dates?
On the 16th, 17th, 18th and 19th of May.
Okay, and in the evening, 7:30 or something?
7:30 in the evening, or on the Sunday, it's 2:30.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, an afternoon matinee. I like those.
But we do that so we can get the... Afterwards, we can get the set down.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Tied it away. Not a lot. Some people don't like turning out at night.
No.
Well, some people can't drive at night and things like that. They can drive during the day, they can't drive at night and things like that. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
We might have to have a lunch in the old village inn,
We did that last night. We had lunch in the old village inn and went to see a matinee.
Are you on commission for me?
No, but we know the lady down there.
We know Kelly.
Well.
She's lovely, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be good. So, go along and see that. It sounds fascinating.
It does, doesn't it?
I've seen some fantastic plays there and elsewhere with just... what was that last time we saw with Graham Pountley? Just four men...
Two men and two women.
It's all about relationships, wasn't it? And getting old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fascinating one. Wasn't they were on the stage the whole time too?
It was Geoffrey. What's his face?
Geoffrey Holland.
Yes.
Yes.
From Heidi Heights. Remember him?
Oh yes, yes.
He looks a gnat's older now.
Just a bit.
Yeah. But Bembridge Little Theatre Club, and you got some more in the pipeline after that, no doubt.
Yes, we're in negotiation with the author for a play in November.
All right.
And I happen to know him, and he's promised to come along if we put it on.
Excellent. Well,
that's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have portrayed it like that.
No. Why did you do it like that? That's not how I wrote it.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, and I wish you well with it. We'll see if we can get down there to see it. And we'll be interested to see how it goes, because I've never heard of the play, so it's probably worth seeing.
It was written early doors. It was, the late 90s.
Oh, right.
And I didn't see it till 2009, but right. As I say, it's certainly
when you
struck
were up north.
Call. Up north.
Aye.
Right. Sorry, I mustn't do that when people have got more. It's so tempting.
We do it with Carol and Bob, though, don't we?
They're from Yorkshire.
Oh, well, I'm...
Yeah, you're the other side of the Pennines.
Yeah, I'm on the other side. I was on the other side.
Right.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.